Hello, my dears. Here I would like to present a review and my own improvements to the modular third-hand stand phone holder project from Thingiverse. Modular Mounting System by Heyvi. The modular third-hand handle/phone stand system shown here is based on a design by Heyvi of Thingiverse, available here. The third-hand here is built from a set of components that we can print on a 3D printer and connect freely with additional M5 screws. The author shows examples of tripod configurations on the project page. This project is published under the license Creative Commons Attribution. The Thingiverse version of the project, in my opinion, needs a few tweaks, review, and specifics below. Initial printing, testing, first impression. I printed the parts on my 3D Ender Pro printer from PLA Filament. I used the default settings, which is standard quality and 20% infill. Only some of the parts need support. I specifically bought a whole set of M5 hex head screws for the project. The screws fit the printed parts without any problems. The hardest part is assembling the phone holder. The PCB will do too, although you can just press one part into the other. The PLA filament is malleable enough that it won't break. My necessary fix to make it usable. I quickly realized that the original knobs were awkward to use and hard to tighten at all so that the joints held their setting. The knobs were simply slipping under my fingers, so I modified them accordingly. I made the correction in Blender. The original version of the knob. The knob after the correction, I added wings. Second improved version of my knob, wings raised so that they do not interfere with other knobs as they are close together. However, the addition of the wings entailed further changes. For some elements, I had to move the hinge mounts further away so that the wings would fit, but I don't see this as a problem. For example, this element, the base, before my modifications, after modifications, I made similar changes to the squeeze model, original version of the squeeze screw, after corrections, compression and scale correction. In addition, I have encountered another strange problem. The problem occurs with the model base C-Clant 40 Cap V5.STL. When opened in Cura, it is huge, and this is just a cap for compression. Probably the file is exported with the wrong units. That's why for the squeeze, version 40, I use the cap from the squeeze version 80, base C-Clamp 80 cap V5.STL. I just scaled it appropriately, to 75% of the original size so it would go in well and sit in place. Squeeze after printing. Result, squeeze small and large, version 40 and 80. The large one has a bit of slack and is now the only weak link in the whole kit. I don't use it at all anyway. I just printed it out to see how it would come out. The small squeeze is fully functional. My version of the squeeze, the clip turned 90 degrees. I also wanted to be able to conveniently mount the board to which I would solder the components. To do this, I made another modified version of the smaller clamp from this kit. I simply rotated its mount by 90 degrees. This piece needs to be printed with so-called supports, supports for the filament, but only in the necessary places. I have selected a support angle of 85 for it in Cura. This puts the support where the compression is attached to the rest of the kit. You can see this in the screenshot, but there is no support where it has threads. You can also see in the picture that there's no support there. After printing, the model of my version of the squeeze is in the summary appendix at the end of the topic. Male-to-male connector. In addition, I have prepared a modified version of the longer connector, the male-to-male connector. It comes in handy when you want to make a third hand that has clamps on both sides. After printing, the model of my version of the connector is in the summary appendix at the end of the topic. Final design, gallery. Final design, gallery. Final design, gallery. Finally, I made myself two third hands, one to hold the PCB. Wow.